house must have an entry. The door must have protection. Can't just jump through the window, break down a wall. The door must have protection. The rain and the wind and the weather, not just be a hole where anything can slither in and fall. We stood in the side yard, sizing up the gable. Look at the other houses, the other island houses here. How did they do it? The original old-time builders. How did they choose to keep the warmth within? I'm considering the entry and the way it should protect you when the rain and the wind and the weather should not be welcomed in. Now there must be something else there, like a roof, a bench, a railing. Separate the outside from the space within. Here I build a house to last beyond my lifetime, and I try to tell a story to last 100 more. I build it in the memory of a man of understanding. Bear with me if I labor on the curve above the door. On the porch he held a guitar, like a preacher holds a Bible, like a farmer holds a plow blade, a whetstone to glide. His thumb picked like a whetstone, turning steel to music, bringing up the edge of the story held inside. And he played it in the kitchen, where I'm storing these provisions for the serving of the dinners to give us more than food. In the story there's an adult, not frightened by the title of husband and provider, who's responsible and good. And I'm designing my whole house like you would design the scenery for a stage and a story that you'd always hope to find, where she'd want to be with you when you wanted just to hold her, and she'd want to go solo when you wanted just to hide. Yes, here I build a house to last beyond my lifetime, and try to tell a story to last 100 more. Build it in the promise of discerning conversation. Bear with me if I labor on the curve above the door. This is a song that I wanted to write sometime last summer, a song to say to Gamble that I sought him like I did. I who once had a father who also held a guitar, who taught me how to play it so I'd never want to quit. But last summer was too soon, as if I really thought he'd show up anyway, even though we all knew he was physically gone. And so now that he didn't, and the photograph shows him sitting on the porch in the rocker holding the guitar, I can tell him I've decided on a small porch with an awning and two benches facing inward, wide enough for two guitars. Just a small porch with an awning and two benches facing inward, wide enough for two, each one holding a guitar. Here I build a house to last beyond my lifetime, and I try to tell a story to last 100 more. The model is the man who crossed the veil of footlights, whose fabled conversation deepened all our songs. Oh, oh, Bear with me if I labor on the curve above the door.